when your nerves are getting the upper hand. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. And today we're going to talk about what happens when we're speaking, or about to speak in public, and our nerves are just threatening to run riot. This happens even to the most experienced of speakers, like myself, from time to time. But this particular episode is aimed more at those of us who haven't spoken very often. I've had quite a few requests recently on Quora for advice on how to help first-time speakers with their nerves. And I also saw something last night that reminded me of this. It went like this. So I was watching one of my favorite television programs last night called Call the Midwife. And in this particular episode, one of the midwives had to give a talk. It was the first time she would talk in her role in public. It was about how to safely bathe a newborn baby. And she expressed herself as being too nervous to do it. Another one of the midwives gave her advice, saying, just imagine that everybody you're speaking to is naked, and then they'll lose their intimidatory power and you'll be fine. And I've heard this advice given before, and I think it's terrible advice. No disrespect to the person who perhaps dreamt it up, but it doesn't help me at all. I don't think it helps anybody to imagine your audience naked. In fact, I think it's rather distracting instead. There are many reasons why this advice is not the most helpful. For one, it places our attention on the people instead of the message and what we're trying to get across, and not the people as in people we're trying to communicate with, but people as objects. Once they're kind of in our imagination naked, they're no longer normal people that we're trying to connect with. They're objectified in that sense. That's not very helpful. Secondly, I personally must say, trying to imagine people I'm speaking to as naked would be rather distracting more than helpful. I'm likely to lose the thread in my thoughts there and get distracted. And thirdly, it takes my attention off the material of what I want to get across. I'm up there speaking because I have a conviction, something I really want to help people to understand. And now thinking about the people in that way is not exactly going to help. So I don't believe that's very helpful advice, well-meaning as it might be. So here's the thing. Being nervous itself doesn't mean that you're not cut out for public speaking. Everybody gets nervous. In fact, in some ways, everybody should get nervous, or else you don't understand how significant it is that you're speaking in front of people. It's just that your nerves don't need to, should not, and do not need to control you. Instead, they can be fuel for your energy as you get your points across. But that's for another episode rather than today. So here are three things that I believe can help us to deal with our nerves when they come up and threaten to take over. The first point is clarity. The first thing that will help you with your nerves is clarity. In other words, knowing what you're trying to get across. Really being clear on your key point. If you haven't got your key point written in one sentence, you could summarize everything you want to say in one phrase, one sentence, then you're not clear enough yet. And sometimes our nerves are simply because we know we are not yet clear. A lot of dealing with the nerves on the day is about the preparation before you get up to speak. And the first thing is simply clarity. The key issue that will give you confidence is clarity. Don't leave the preparation phase until you can sum up your presentation and what you want to say in that one sentence. And then in the middle of your presentation, if all of a sudden you find yourself very nervous, you could at the very least, simply repeat your main point because you know it. You know what it is. You know it's important, and you can just repeat it. That won't hurt. An important point will bear a lot of repetition. So the first point is clarity. The second is rehearsal. Rehearsal makes a big difference to our nerves. Won't take them all away, but it can really help. So here are two things I do with rehearsal. The first is, I don't do this so much now, but I used to do it quite a lot. I would take some time to go into a quiet place, close my eyes, and imagine myself giving the talk. Imagine myself standing there, perhaps the Bible in my hand, my notes, the audience, the situation. I'd imagine it. It's not so much I'm trying to imagine every detail, but just that I'm clear on I'm going to be there, these people are going to be there, and you know what? It's okay. So that sort of visualization can make a big difference. But the second part of rehearsal is actually speaking out loud some of your presentation. I go into the woods to practice in particular the opening and the closing, the introduction and the conclusion, the first few words, the first sentence, and the last few words, perhaps the last sentence, and any particularly important parts of the lesson, in particular the main point I want to get across, perhaps a story, a main illustration, and I'll speak them out loud. I think it's really helpful not just to imagine it in your head, but to speak out loud. And that's why I like to go to the woods where there's no one around and I can walk and think and I make notes. I take my phone with me and record any thoughts I have on the Voice Memo app. And just rehearsing like that takes some of the nerves away, or some of the least helpful nerves anyway. So the first thing is clarity. The second is rehearsal. And the third is personal. What I mean by this is that your talk you're giving, your, in a sense, it's not so much a presentation as a conversation. I forget where I heard this first, but I thought it was a very useful distinction. We're not really talking at people or to people. We're talking with people. And I know that in most contexts, it's a bit of a one-way conversation, but we have people listening. Conversation is listening and speaking. And so we're having a conversation, and the conversation is personal. I rather think it's better not to think about talking to a group or to a crowd, but to talk to individuals within that crowd. Now, don't stare at one person the whole time. That'll make them very nervous. And it won't help you connect with the whole group. But do look around. But don't look at the group just as an amorphous group, or over their heads, or at the ceiling, or the floor, or just at your notes. Look at them and have a conversation. A conversation is something you and I do every day. We don't give talks every day, especially those of us who aren't experienced. We don't give talks, maybe ever, you've maybe never done it, but you have had conversations. You know how to do that. You can actually open your mouth and talk. As if you can talk, you can give a presentation, you can give a speech, you can communicate things. But see it more as a conversation than a presentation. I think that'll make a big difference. So those are some thoughts there to help us with, especially first-time speakers, very nervous if you are. I understand that. That's very normal. You're not strange. You're weird. There's nothing wrong with you. But there are three things here that might help you. First, be completely clear about your main point. Be able to state it. Secondly, rehearse by visualizing and actually practicing some of your words at the beginning and the end and any key illustrations. And thirdly, see it as a personal opportunity to communicate with people. Have a chat with the people you're speaking to rather than some kind of more formal presentation. I hope you find those things helpful. I would love to hear from you, especially if you are a first-time speaker or you're an inexperienced speaker and you've really been struggling with your nerves. Please try these three tips and feedback to me how they help, or perhaps if they don't help, or what else you've done that helps you. And please do share that with us all. Share what you've learned and what your feedback is publicly so that we can all learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you could pass the link on to anybody that might find it useful, I'd be very grateful, and so would they. Leave a review, leave some feedback. That would be tremendously helpful. And I do hope that the next time you speak, you find your nerves useful rather than problematic. So until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care. God bless.